So how many years in total did you sail?
4 years.
44 to 48?
Yeah, I got married in 49. My wife didn't want me to stay at sea. She's my girlfriend, I should say, and she's here with me now on this cruise.
Oh, really?
She's working in the gift shop.
Oh, that's great. What's her name? What's her name?
Edith. The white-haired lady. She's probably the only white-haired lady down there.
Cool. So you decided to come shoreside because of your, to marry your girlfriend?
Yeah, we were going to get married. Every time we'd come ashore, between trips, I'd go ashore and get a job.
Yeah.
Just working some construction or just anything to pick up a few dollars. And you're supposed to, even after the war, you were supposed to, if you're going to stay in the Merchant Marine, you could only go ashore for so many weeks. You had to come back and get on a ship or else the draft board. In fact, on that first ship I was on, I turned 18 when we were in South America. Mm-hmm. And my mother was getting notices from the draft board that I had to report for draft duty. She told them I was at sea on a ship.
Yeah.
And so when I got home, she said, you better go up to, which I did. I went up to the draft board and got it straightened out. And they said, well, when are you going back to sea? And I said, 2 weeks. They said, okay, we won't bother. And I never did get bothered by the draft the whole time. Of course, when we got married, we had kids the first year.
So when you came shoreside, what did you do?
I worked as a plumber's helper. And after the last, I decided I wasn't going to sail anymore. I studied refrigeration. Mm-hmm. Of course, we didn't have any GI benefits.
Right.
I had to pay my own way. But I'd made a little money then. That first ship, I got paid off with about $1,300 in cash. I'm going ashore with all this money in my pocket. I went into Baltimore and bought a suit. But I didn't have any clothes to wear. It was winter, and I bought an overcoat and a suit.
So what about benefits? You obviously, Merchant Mariners were left out of.
You didn't get any benefits until maybe 20 years later. And I think it was Reagan that instituted that any seaman that had sailed during World War II should be considered as veterans. Of course, we got no GI. I'd already paid for my way. I went to a Bible college after and paid my own tuition to that in Washington Bible College. I was teaching a Sunday school class down in Southern Maryland, and these kids were smarter than I was. I said, I better go learn something about all this. So I went to study at a Bible college. I liked it.
Yeah. So what do you think about the fact that the Merchant Marine was left out of the GI Bill?
Well, I wish they had gotten something better, but there's a bill in Congress now that's already passed Congress. It hadn't gone through the Senate of getting some kind of compensation for the veterans of World War II. I don't think we're ever going to get anything because, you know, the way the country's in. And they can't get it through the Senate. There are certain senators that won't let it come up. The Congress passed it, and it's all already been through Congress.
And that's for financial compensation?
Yeah, it was some. I don't know what they were planning to try to get, but I mean, I worked. My mother was a piano teacher, and she asked me if I'd learned to tune pianos when I got home. So I studied that and learned it, and joined. Became a piano technician for 50 years.
Really?
And then I eventually opened up a music store. And I had a chance in two different towns in Southern Maryland. I had three music stores going at one time. I was selling pianos and organs and band instruments and guitars and all that kind of thing.
So you did that for 15?
I did that from about 19, started in 1970.
Yeah.
And come on in. Right.
No,
I did it until...
Want somebody's bed.
Yeah. I did it up to about 3 years ago.
Oh, really?
No, it wasn't. It was longer than that. Gosh, it was in 2001 I closed up the last store. And I just retired from tuning last year. I turned it all over to my son-in-law, who I've trained, and he's tuning pianos. That was my life, but not much to it.
Right.